Publisher's Preface. The classic books in the Bookstream series are unedited and read exactly from the text as originally written by their authors and have been set in their own situations and their own times. Therefore, some words and phrases may seem out of place or almost offensive today. Fortunately, though, language changes as do customs and political regimes. And so we trust that you, the listener, will understand all the language and contents of these books in the sense and setting in which they were first put to paper. Thank you. Little Wars, a game for boys from 12 years of age to 150, and for that more intelligent sort of girl who likes boys' games and books, by H.G. Wells. Chapter 1 of the Legendary Past. Little Wars is the game of kings for players in an inferior social position. It can be played by boys of every age from 12 to 150, and even later if the limbs remain sufficiently supple, by girls of the better sort and by a few rare and gifted women. This is to be a full history of Little Wars from its recorded and authenticated beginning until the present time, an account of how to make little warfare and hence of the most priceless sort for the recumbent strategist. But first let it be noted in passing that there were prehistoric little wars. This is no new thing, no crude novelty, but a thing tested by time, ancient and ripe in its essentials for all its perennial freshness, like spring. There was a someone who fought little wars in the days of Queen Anne, a garden Napoleon. His game was inaccurately observed and insufficiently recorded by Lawrence Sterne. It is clear that Uncle Toby and Corporal Trim were playing little wars on a scale and with an elaboration exceeding even the richness and beauty of the contemporary game. But the curtain is drawn back only to tantalize us. It is scarcely conceivable that anywhere now on earth the Shandaean rules remain on record. Perhaps they were never committed to paper. And in all ages, a certain barbaric warfare has been waged with soldiers of tin and lead and wood, with the weapons of the wild, with the catapult, the elastic circular garter, the pea shooter, the rubber ball, and such like appliances, a mere setting up and knocking down of men, tin murder. The advance of civilization has swept such rude contests altogether from the playroom, and we know them no more. Chapter 2, The Beginnings of Modern Little Warfare. The beginning of the game of Little War as we know it became possible with the invention of the spring breechloader gun. This priceless gift to boyhood appeared some when towards the end of the last century, a gun capable of hitting a toy soldier 9 times out of 10 at a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?